Unit 3. Necessity is the mother of invention. Page 83. A simple way of life.
Good morning, and welcome to Travel Around America with our student reporter, Jeremy Johnson. Welcome, Jeremy. We haven't heard from you in a long time.
No, you haven't. I went to live with an Amish family for 3 months. The Amish believe in a simple way of life without television, computers, or cars. While I was living with them, I did everything they did. I wore the same clothes, ate the same food, and did the same work.
That sounds interesting. Can you describe what a typical day was like?
Sure. I got up at 5 o'clock in the morning and went to the barn to help feed the animals and milk the cows. Then I joined the family for prayers and breakfast. After breakfast, we went to work in the fields until it started to get dark. And then we went back to the barn to feed the animals and to milk the cows again. It was a long, hard day.
Do the women work in the fields with the men?
No, but they work just as hard as the men. The women also get up at 5 and help take care of the animals. Then they cook, clean the house, wash the clothes, and take care of the children.
Just like homemakers everywhere.
Not exactly. Most homemakers today have electric washing machines, dryers, and even dishwashers. The Amish don't use electrical appliances. Amish women do everything by hand. They cook and bake all the family's food and cakes. They also make their own butter and cheese.
You said before that the Amish don't have televisions or computers. What did you do in the evenings when you had free time?
Sometimes I wrote in my journal, but most evenings I was so exhausted I went to bed at 9 o'clock.
Why don't they allow TVs and computers?
Because they want to protect their way of life from the influence of the outside world.
What about the children? Do they go to school?
Amish children go to special private schools until 8th grade. Amish children also get training, for example, in farming or carpentry, to prepare them for life as Amish adults.
What was the best part of your stay with the Amish?
The food, which was absolutely delicious. Every day, the women made homemade butter, cheese, bread, cakes, and pies. And do you know what the best part was? I was so active all day that I could eat as much as I wanted and not gain any weight.
That sounds great. What was the hardest part?
Much to my surprise, I didn't miss my computer or TV. I was so busy, I didn't have time. But I did miss modern clothing. Amish men don't wear jeans. I also missed my fleece jacket, and most of all, comfortable shoes. The Amish wear big brown leather boots. Working outside on the farm, I had to stand and walk a lot. My feet were always hurting me.
Would you do it again?
Yes, I would. It was a wonderful experience. But next time, I'll ask if I can wear my own shoes.
Thank you, Jeremy, and good luck with your next adventure.